This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a layer to we? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Pitts Patrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Tom Brady. Losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315.
How y'all doing? Sitting here breathing through my mouth.
Breathing through your mouth and not yeah. Feeling so well.
You freaking
huh?
Mouth breather.
Hansborough's over there.
Yeah.
It's Hansborough. And, of course, BBB, beautiful Big Shot, is over here.
Hey, how's it going? Live from the Arrowpoint building in Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. If you have visions of being in this business, 1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com. Sign up for the studio tour. Come in. It's a great experience. And if you want to come join the show, let us know. Let's run our background checks.
We can do that. Or call us at
919-943-2044.
And we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
And know what y'all talking about, too.
What? For sports?
Yes. I'm talking about the people.
That call?
The call to come in, yes.
I don't care if you want to talk about sports, if you want to talk about food, if you just...
If you want to, you know
anything but politics, I'm not talking about politics.
No, let's do no politics.
Or but religion.
I do.
We can talk about food. Okay.
I do want to know, you know, where they were. I listened to Levitar today. Before we go there, because I wanted to ask you guys, of course, we got... Matty Ice is here
Matty
as well.
Ice. So,
Matty Ice.
The week, dude, I'm glad you could be here the week before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Must
be
nice.
I should be prepping right now, you would think, but.
You're only playing the Patriots. Don't worry about it. You're only playing the Patriots. So, Donald Glover, you know, said that this music is good love-making music. I listen to it. I don't see it. Dos Amigos? No, Bad and. Yeah, Migos. Bad and Bougie?
Bad and Bougie.
Is that really? I did love making music.
Well, the girls want to feel like they bad and bougie. So I guess whatever gets
what's
you on.
What's bougie?
Like they hossididdy,
like they
snobby,
think they all,
up
think they all that.
In a bag of chips?
You know, I was thinking Josie, group, I mean, yeah. R. Kelly,
right,
things
right.
Like that.
Right,
not
right.
Bad. Not this group.
Not Migos.
Migos?
Migos.
All right.
Migos, you goes.
The young kids.
And then somebody say you could listen to whatever music is love making. It doesn't matter. I was like, I disagree with that. I can't, not to the Beatles or, you know.
Well, when I'm in that moment, I'm not listening to the tunes or anything. I'm worried about what I'm doing.
Make your own music.
Right?
It helps.
It does help, though. I mean, I was just saying.
There's a lot of teenagers running around these days because of R. Kelly and Jodeci.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking. Jerry Levert, you know.
There's a lot of 17-year-olds running around right now.
A lot of mamas won't home watching these youngins.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was, oh, man. Please tell me you got patrolling this week because we're going to do patrolling today because I do. I got one.
I finally saw the unedited version of the Pac-Man Jones video.
I saw
him
too.
In the back of the car.
What a
it's on
idiot.
TMZ Sports. That dude is an idiot,
man.
Man. And they showed the clip from 2015 in the casino where he got escorted out because he was acting a fool again. Come on, Pac-Man. We thought you were better than that.
The thing about that, though, real quick is we haven't heard a peep out of him for some years.
That's
for
true.
Some time. Now with this... This brings us back to all the stuff we remember about him, all the bad stuff right here. I don't see I see a fine and suspension coming out of this big time.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm surprised he's still in the league.
I'm
surprised
too.
He's even there because of everything that's happened to him.
He was clean for about 5 years. 5-6 years was clean. Mm. Not a peep.
No, that's true. There was nothing out of him. Then all of a sudden, you know, you got this year. Now
we remember what happened when the bouncer got paralyzed, that whole strip club incident.
And I got one more. TMZ also had Lamar Odom posting outside of, like, somewhere he was going to eat or something. Yeah, I want to get on that 3-on-3 tournament with Kobe and Smush Parker. The Ice Cube 3-on-3 tournament. Kobe, Smush, and Lamar? I think they could put a good 3-on-3 squad.
I'm just waiting on my AI. Oh, sorry, did I get your attention?
You got me good. I've already mentioned mine. Now you play the music.
I was trying to get it for you. Our intern, Sicily.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
Listen, I was trying to get it going, but, you know, our intern, Sicily, she just got it up there.
A couple more videos I've just seen. Roger Goodell hanging with Bob Kraft, all smiles. All freaking smiles. I guess that's over. And then John Daly smashed a golf ball out of another patron's mouth. Why would you?
Why do you let them do that?
Your mouth and put a golf ball. Has
no one seen Highly Questionable where the guy put it in his mouth and they hit the tee and it went through his tongue?
Yeah.
That's like, what gross. In the hell is wrong with you? Come on, man. Y'all stop, please. I think that's what I got this week, Rock.
All right, I got one. Charles Johnson and the nature boy Ric Flair.
Oh,
seriously?
I heard about that.
Going back and forth on Twitter, now Ric Flair is a Falcons fan?
And that was my thing. Before this all started, I saw a couple of things on social media with Ric Flair. I was like, I love the nature boy. But God dog, what a bandwagon dude he is, man. 3 years ago, wasn't it the 49ers?
Out in San Francisco.
Last year was the Panthers.
Yeah. dude, make up your mind.
The biggest bandwagon dude out right now.
But they went back and forth on Twitter. Andy Marte, that was the other guy that passed away. I meant to mention,
right.
But
let these people bandwagon. Who
but
cares?
At the same time, Charles Johnson, you're not going to win this one, baby.
Listen, it's Ric Flair.
Right, Ric Flair.
You're from Charlotte. You're the face of Charlotte.
And he and he reps it beautifully.
No, but he doesn't. You wearing a Falcons hat? No.
Why?
Because, no. That's your rival.
He wrestled in the NWA, WCW for years. Turner is based in Atlanta.
And you know what else? You know what else was based? You know what else was based in Atlanta during that time? The Falcons. You know how many people cared about the Falcons? Zero. Squad douche. Nothing.
Cared about the Panthers.
No. Because they weren't around. But sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. No.
I was going to say, Ric Flair, come on, man. Seriously? You're the face of Charlotte.
Nate, you can do whatever you
want.
There
is no bigger hero. The only one that's him and Dale Earnhardt Sr. That's it. But Earnhardt is from Kannapolis. And they will tell you he's not Charlotte, really.
Yeah.
Ric Flair is Charlotte. And there's never going to be a bigger star in Charlotte than Ric Flair.
And you figure that's a division rival, too, of the Panthers.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's a division rival. They just went to Super Bowl last year. You doing all this Panther stuff last year. Now you're doing this?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, Nature Boy.
He's just trying to stay relevant.
Yeah. He's doing it. I'll give him that. So, but anyway, that was my patrolling. Ric Flair and Charles Johnson, the Twitter feud that they had this week.
Did you see Oscar De La Hoya just got locked up for a DUI?
DUI, yes.
Come on, Golden Boy.
Was he wearing men's or women's clothes?
We don't know that. Those are usually his undergarments that he decides.
Is that his undergarments?
That's an important question. I mean, I want to know.
All right. Does anybody have any big hits?
We haven't had any football.
You have big – from Sunday, you got any big hits that you can remember? I'm going to play the music if you do.
No.
I don't either.
There wasn't much defense being played.
Especially at Pittsburgh. Goodness gracious.
There wasn't really any. I know Rodgers got hit pretty hard once, but there wasn't no, like, big hits. We'll have some Super Bowl.
The one that a lot of Green Bay fans were calling illegal.
Oh. hopefully, and we won't see any this week because the Pro Bowl is this weekend. So don't worry, you won't see any hits this weekend
at all, unless it goes down in the skills challenge.
Actually, dodgeball. Dodgeball. There's gonna be some hits.
I
hope somebody bounces
right
off
somebody's face, just real hard, and it goes bling, and it echoes through the camera. Oh my goodness!
I hope somebody hits Beckham Jr. right in the noggin, and just he flips back, changes his hair color, everything.
We need to throw Grayson Allen in there. Somebody needs to hit him with a dodgeball.
That's a face I would punch. Grayson Allen. Ugh.
Top five most hated Duke player, in your opinion? Top five?
Oh, yeah. He's up there.
He's definitely
up there. He's up there. I mean, I got more respect for Brian Davis and Christian Laettner than I do Grayson Allen the last 2 years. Anyway, we'll skip the hits of the week since we really didn't have anything. NFC South is the first division since the alignment to have all four teams reach the Super Bowl.
That just speaks on how good the division is every year, even if they have a down year where 7-8-1 team wins the division.
Oh my God.
Every other year is super competitive. They have four of the top quarterbacks, top 15 quarterbacks playing in this division.
Four of the top 15?
Absolutely.
Jameis isn't top 15 yet.
Jameis ain't top 15?
I think so.
He's borderline. Of course you would say that. It's Florida State. Cam slipped down, dude. I don't even think I put him top 15
he
right now.
He slipped down, but he's still in that top 15.
Top this year?
Yeah, I don't even know
if I put him top 15
just overall
this year.
Work. He's still in that top 15.
He still barely cracks that top 15. He definitely because he's definitely like that.
Well, there's some really bad quarterbacks too. I'll say that.
That's why it doesn't seem that outlandish to say they got four of the top 15. Because look at the quarterback
because there only might be 15
in the league.
If you go to
the East, you got three of the best. Okay,
breaking up by division.
If you go, you look at NFC East. Okay, you got a court. Well, actually, you got two on Dallas. I'm just saying. Two of the best is in Dallas. All right. I'm just saying. I mean,
Dak only has one season. Let's not.
But no, you're going off. No. We're not going off of past. We're going off of this year.
Kirk Cousins is okay.
If you look at Romo, he's got one touchdown, zero picks on the easiest drive I've ever seen. I'm just saying. I would take him over some of the other quarterbacks. I would take him over Fitzpatrick.
Wentz in that division.
Yeah, Wentz. I mean, Wentz had a good year.
Wentz
not
was
great.
All right, but
Eli had a bad year. I mean, if you look at his stats.
He won 11 games. Got the playoffs, you know.
You go to the North, you got the Packers, of course. You got the Vikings. Say what you want about Bradford, 22 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Finally, he had a great season. He had a pretty good season. They still suck.
I might put him ahead of Cam.
Oh, hell no.
I'm just saying. Look at the season
Stop
he had.
That. Stop
you
that.
Don't think so?
Stop.
22
that.
Touchdowns, 5 picks.
Stop
Cam had
that.
What? 17 and 15?
From an efficiency standpoint, yeah.
I'm talking about touchdowns, interception ratio.
I'm talking about Bradford.
And head to head, who won the game?
But it's hard to. I mean,
that won't good for Bradford, dude.
Roll off the tongue, that doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't, but it might be true this year. It might. I could see an argument of him actually being better this year.
Aaron Rodgers, Sam Bradford,
I mean,
Stafford.
Stafford, come on. All right.
Stafford had a good year, but before that, he's been super inconsistent.
Matt Barkley, no.
Jay Cutler.
My quarterback, baby. Jay Cutler, baby.
I thought you were going to say Matt Barkley.
Have y'all seen the picture of Jay Cutler lately?
No, I try not to.
No. He's like was on a cruise or something. And
of course he was.
Dude, his fat
is
hell.
Is he game weight? Yeah.
Where he's going to be unemployed soon.
Oh, my God.
You know.
He's good.
Then you go to the West.
$27 million.
You know,
you go
to the West. All right, I'll give you 49ers, Rams. Yeah, absolutely. Cardinals.
Carson Palmer. I'm not putting Carson Palmer in front of none of those four guys. I'm not either.
I'll put him in top 15.
No.
You go to the AFC, you know, Ryan Tannehill before he got hurt. Actually had a great season.
Because they were running the ball.
Tannehill
is trash.
Whatever you want to say, he had a better season.
Matt Moore carried the team.
Matt Moore didn't get play until the week 17.
The most important weeks, the last 3 weeks
of the season. They went 10-5 before he played.
No, they were like not 8-5.
Oh, my gosh.
Matt Moore had to pull out some dubs for that team.
They were 8-5. Tannehill
was on the field. Played Baltimore. It was 38-3.
For the season they had, Tannehill actually had a good season.
He was all right, but he still ain't going in front of those four guys.
Jimmy Garoppolo. I'll probably grab the drop. He went three and one.
You reaching now.
He went three and one and looked really good.
Go put Brissett.
Yeah, I was about to say, Jacoby Brissett.
I wouldn't put Brissett on the field. Look, NC State and Lund, but still, I'm not going to go there.
You reaching now, Garoppolo.
Garoppolo was 3-1.
Garoppolo, come on, man.
Garoppolo has some high value. Say what you want.
LeGarrette Blount had 400 yards rushing in the first three games of the season.
What did he do against Arizona, though? Look what Jimmy G did against Arizona. I'm just saying.
Look what we did against Arizona. Look what everybody in the NFC South did against Arizona.
What was your final record? Anyway, I'm just saying. Of course, Tom Brady. You know, the other two teams, the Bills and Jets, forget about completely.
Exactly.
The North, Dalton. Not Spell Browns, off. Nothing. Ravens, Flacco. I'll take Flacco. He had a good season. Had a good, really good season.
I mean, Flacco has won a Super Bowl.
Big Ben. I think Flacco had a better season than Big Ben did.
So we might only have 10 good quarterbacks.
You go in AFC South, Luck, Mariota. I'll take Mariota with anybody this year. I mean, he's up there.
He had an all right season.
I'm just saying. Who? Bortles? He declined. He declined big time this year. But besides that, I mean – Brock, we ain't talking about Brock.
You know
what?
Y'all know how I feel on every show I talk about. You know how
Noodle Arm, AFC West. Noodle Arm had a good season.
But he doesn't perform when it matters most.
We're not talking about performing when it matters most. We're talking about quarterbacks this
and
season.
And if you can't perform when it matters most, you can't be above
If I look at it the way you're rating it, Cam Newton didn't perform when it mattered most last year.
He did.
When? What he doing Super Bowl?
Round,
what
he's doing NFC Super Bowl? Championship game.
When it matters most. When's
the biggest
moment?
He struggled a little bit in the Super Bowl.
When's the biggest moment?
He should have dove on that ball.
But you got to win those other big moments to get to that big moment.
But you said biggest moments. Yeah, that's the biggest moment. He did.
Alex Smith ain't done nothing. Ever.
But Noodle Arm did a lot to that season. All right. Well, that's Noodle Arm. But then you know you go West Broncos. Trevor Siemian actually had a good season.
Trevor who?
Trevor S.
That's Northwestern. Yes.
And then David Carr. I mean, Derek Carr.
Derek Carr, yeah. I'll give you Derek Carr.
There's at least 9 quarterbacks I put Cam above Cam this year. At least.
But those four guys 10. Are still in the top 15 because there's still 6 spots.
It's pretty bad, though, at those other spots. That's the only reason I ain't putting them lower. But anyway, that's our debate for another show. You see how fast we went through that? A couple of things. We'll go through 3 things some of these teams need to improve on this offseason. The Pats.
They need to start maybe looking for a tight end. I think defensive line help could really help them too. They don't get much of a pass rush. And I think maybe a linebacker, because you know they let Jamie Collins go.
Who just got paid.
And just got paid. Chandler Jones, they let go to Arizona. So, more on the defensive side of the ball. And maybe trying to find another tight end, the heir apparent.
Yeah.
Wow, quarterback. I mean, if you don't – Jimmy G is a –
Tom Brady said he could play till 50.
He'll play till 45.
So let Tom Brady keep playing. We'll address the quarterback situation when it's dire straits.
Anybody else got anything the Pats need?
No, he pretty much covered it, mostly defensive help. And maybe maybe of a deep threat playmaking type receiver. Maybe.
Yeah.
Times when Tom Brady needs to throw it down the field. Maybe.
I was going to say running back. Because, I mean, Blount, I think this – I don't know if he can do any more after this year. I mean, who knows, though? I mean, he might go 6 more years.
He's 30, I believe, right?
Yeah,
when
because
usually
I was just saying because when against the Steelers he struggled in the playoffs he struggled. Deion Lewis saved him against Houston.
Yep.
He had those 3 touchdowns. So maybe there, the Dolphins.
Quarterback.
Come on, man! Stop hating on Ryan Tannehill. He got your quarterback paid.
You like Tannehill
for the Dolphins? Yeah,
really.
And Adam Gase. I think you got to give him another year.
Offensive line helps. Offensive line help build on Jay Ajayi. Make sure he's the feature next year. And maybe a dynamic wide receiver because Kenny Stills and Devontae Parker aren't the guys, man.
I was going to say tight end. I think they need a tight
end. They do.
Really. I mean, they really, Jordan Cameron's done. Sims is not. They need a dynamic tight end. And Parker's got another year. If he can't catch, he's got to go. He's the deep threat, but still. The Jets. Quarterback.
Obvious.
Who you will get?
They need a whole new makeover,
man. They have four on their roster.
Yeah.
Man, see what somebody has.
The three things they need are three additional seasons to write that thing because they are old. They are way over the cap. They need to break it down, and they have to rebuild that.
From the ground up.
Revis is done. You know, you're not going to pay Wilkerson.
Marshall's going to be gone.
Marshall's 35. Decker's done.
He's coming back off those injuries.
I don't think he can play anymore, man.
Yeah.
Running back's old. Quarterback is terrible.
What about the Bills and new coach Sean McDermott?
Bills.
Quarterbacks also.
Yeah. I think they need an OC. I think Mike Shuley, you need to go ahead and put your paperwork to go to Buffalo. Just go ahead and get out of Carolina.
Definitely a quarterback. They need to figure out what kind of system they're going to believe in trying to run. You got Shady McCoy. You maybe got three more good seasons from him.
Yeah.
You better feature him hard, and get your money's worth.
Run him into the ground, unfortunately. Exactly. Unfortunately.
But that's the price you pay.
Yeah.
When you're getting paid what he's getting paid.
That's true. Quarterback, tight end again.
Again.
You know, another person that needs another tight end. Robert Wood, I don't know about receiver either. Sammy can't stay healthy.
It doesn't seem that way, man. Godwin has the speed. They could use a defensive end. I don't know if Shaq Lawson is the answer.
That's true. Because the secondary is not that bad. They need the defensive line more than anything. Yeah. That's next week we'll start the AFC North.
But
we'll
the AFC East, teams. They really just need Brady and Belichick to go away.
That's pretty much it.
Those two guys go away.
Somebody will have some type of shot.
All right. This week's we're going to do a ranking real fast. Top five Super Bowls of all time. So you guys have a list?
I started with Super Bowl 49. Patriots.
Pat Seahawks.
Seahawks. The throw to get them down there and then the decision not to run
that's
it from the
have.
Half-yard line.
I have that one.
That sticks in my brain. Super Bowl 42. The David Tyree catch. You can't ever forget that, man. Super Bowl 38, the Panthers and the Patriots. Jake Delhomme pulls magic out of his hat, gets the Panthers lead, only to watch Tom Brady come down and get Vinatieri in position to beat the Panthers, damn it. Super Bowl 32, Broncos, Packers, the helicopter spin from John Elway.
Yep.
Incredible game. And Super Bowl 29, man. Steve Young got the monkey off his back. 6 touchdown passes, 3 of them to Jerry Rice. They obliterated the Chargers. That was like my best year of football because I was a huge 49ers fan. The Panthers were like still a season away, and they were getting hammered by the Cowboys every year. And for them to do it the way they did it that year, those really stick out to me.
Okay.
I had the Giants-Patriots, the 07, the David Tyree catch. Had Pats, Seahawks, the dumbest play call of all time by Pete Carroll. I have that one.
Stop hating.
I have Bills, Giants, Scott Norwood, the missed field goal. I have Niners, Bengals in 89 with Montana and that drive to end
John
it with John
Taylor.
Yep. And I have – this is the one people forget about. The Steelers cards.
That's the one I was thinking.
Man, Antonio Holmes catch. Yeah. Man, listen. Duh.
I mean, you talk about a game that has it all.
And before that, the Larry Fitzgerald, I mean, that was crazy.
The return by James Harrison right before halftime.
I said, yo, the Cardinals going to win this game. I said, the Cardinals are going to win the Super Bowl before Big Ben took them down the field, man. That was an exciting Super Bowl to me. But those are my five.
Do you have any you want to mention before I mention more?
I think all the suggestions entailed are pretty much top five legit. I think the top one for me either goes to the David Tyree Super Bowl because I don't think anybody expected that between the Pats.
Not that undefeated team. Nope.
Yeah, no, and I think that and the Cards Steelers game. I think that's a game that had a little bit of everything in it.
Absolutely. defensive scoring, big offensive plays.
I forgot about the James Harden. I didn't even think about the James Harden before the half. Yeah, that was
it was incredible, man.
I've got a couple of few different than you guys. The Rams and Titans.
Oh,
23-16.
Yeah.
Kevin Dyson.
Kevin Dyson short at the one at the half. That was a great one. You know, a lot of people said Jets and Colts. I'm not going to put that one there.
I didn't see it, so.
I'll put the Patriots and Panthers, 32-29, as number four. I mean, dude, the offense back and forth was great. Of course, I'm going to put – then we'll go to the 49ers and Bengals. That was number three, Icky Woods against Joe Montana that year. Patriot Rams, I think, was number two because that was just an amazing game. Defense.
That was the hardest hitting game I can remember seeing.
That was the Patriots, Ty Law. You know, Kurt Warner against Brady.
McGinnis, Bruce
that was the first year. Bruce that
Vrabel,
no one knew anything about the Patriots that year.
Nope.
And
right.
Everybody, it was a great show.
And I know I'd give stuff to the Patriots and Brady about the cheating thing, but they did the greatest thing I think I've ever seen when they introduced themselves as the New England Patriots, because every other Super Bowl was always, here comes the offense, roll them out one by one. Yeah. Defense never got no love. The Patriots came out and said, we are the New England Patriots. We are a team that's going to come bust your ass, and they busted the greatest show on turf that day.
With Troy Brown is the Super Bowl MVP. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's why Brady's the truth, baby.
As much as I love to give the Steelers and Cowboys game Super Bowl VIII, I wasn't alive, so I didn't see it. trust me, that was when I was born in 76, but I can't say that one. So I'll say Super Bowl 25.
What year was that Super Bowl?
Let me go back and look.
You talking about the Giants and the Bills?
The Giants and the Bills is when I was talking. That was 94.
Don't talk about the Steelers, Cowboys. What year was that?
I'll have to go back and look it up.
They played again in Super Bowl 30.
Right.
Yeah.
Neil O'Donnell
was that was right one of my favorites. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to put the Bills and Cowboys up here because that Leon Lett play and the way we demolished the Bills that year,
that
wasn't a great game. But to me, the greatest game was Giants and Bills when Norwood missed the kick.
Yeah. And that thing still lives in infamy.
Yep.
Otis Anderson, OJ.
OJ Anderson.
You know, they
came in with Jeff Hostetler and won a game.
So
like,
that's
Bill
my
Parcells is the man.
In the very next season, Phil Simms won that starting job back.
Yeah, he did.
Phil Simms upset because that was supposed to be his Super Bowl again.
Yep.
Hopefully next week will be a great one. We'll talk about it, though. We'll see. Let's go into Dummies of the Week. Joseph Randall, Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, Dummy of the Week. You got any dummies?
Well, you know the talk of MLS soccer coming to Charlotte, right?
Yep.
They want to tax the Charlotte taxpayers $100 million to build an MLS stadium to a sport that nobody in Charlotte really cares about. Don't tax me. Can we do it like the city of San Diego is doing it? They're just going to take Qualcomm Stadium. It's not going to cost the taxpayers anything. They're hooking up with the University of San Diego State. They're going to pay for renovations with the college. And then they're going to share the stadium there. How come we can't do something like that? Why do y'all want to continue to tax me? Stop. Would it kill you to not have this MLS team?
Where are you going to play this MLS team at then? Where are you going to play it?
They can play at Ramblewood. There's like six soccer stadiums
up
there.
Why can't you play at Grady Cole?
That's where they're talking about playing it, but they're talking about knocking that stuff down and renovating it to make this luxury stadium or something.
It does need to be renovated.
But
it's
take $100 million from me. Who's the owner of this MLS team?
I didn't hear you complain about the Hornets when they redid it.
Because the Hornets is going to bring money, and I don't mind sitting inside
for basketball.
You don't
think MLS will bring any?
No.
Come on, man.
Name three MLS teams.
The Seattle Sounders, the LA Galaxy, and the New York Red Bulls.
Name three more.
You only said name three.
Name three players.
I would. I was getting ready to say name three players would be tougher. Joseph Adu, he just signed with one day team. Freddie Adu. Yeah, Joseph Adu. Freddie Adu.
They got some more doo-doo they trying to push our way? No, man.
All right. I've got anybody else got any dummies?
No.
No? Real fast, I got a couple. Rioters damaging people working cars, them protesting. Y'all are dummies, all right? I'm sorry. You damage somebody's work. You damage somebody's car. That's not protesting. That's vandalism. Because while we were in D.C., there was a guy that had his limo put on fire because of the protesters. And that guy is trying to make a living. He ain't protesting nothing. He's trying to make a living. And then they threw stuff through Starbucks and Bank of America, the teller. Come on, man. These places don't try to. Anyway, y'all are just dummies.
There's one guy online I saw throw the rock or whatever he threw into the Starbucks window. And they were saying the Cleveland Browns just signed him because that accuracy was
that awesome. Was funny, but still, no, it was good accuracy. But come on, man. When you start doing that, that's when I'm done talking to you about what you're trying to protest.
How you say it? See you peace.
See you peace. More bets on the Browns to reach the Super Bowl than the Falcons. Who bet on the Browns?
Who?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous to me. And the Falcons were given 100-1 odds. At least you would have really had a chance to win some money. The Browns weren't going to win nothing. But if you
hit, you're paid.
Right? Yep. Aaron Rodgers. Skip Bailey said Aaron Rodgers is the most overhyped quarterback in NFL history. Shut up, Skip. Really?
Skip is a shock jock. You know, he says outrageous stuff for remarks and comments. That keeps him relevant.
I know.
That's why we love him.
And then the last one is LeBron James. What? You and the Cavs. What in the world are you complaining about? Every year. I need more. I need more. You shouldn't have let them trade freaking Wiggins for Love. Now your future is what you got.
And ESPN just put out a report about tension between owner and said player over the amount of spending.
How much more money does the owner have to spend?
As much as LeBron demands him to spend.
No, and he should.
But it's not enough, apparently.
But how much? When is enough enough? I've never heard of a superstar complain more about how much more help I need. You know what? I didn't hear Steph Curry say it. We need more people. And then they went out and signed Kevin Durant without anybody complaining. Just shut up, man. Come on. If you want to make a trade, have them work out a trade for Carmelo. What I really want them to do, make a trade to the Clippers. You trade Kevin Love to the Clippers. You get Blake Griffin and CP3. Then you put CP3 at the point. You put Kyrie at the 2. You put LeBron at the 3. You put Blake at the 4. You put Tristan Thompson at the 5. You have an all-star lineup. I want to see this happen and see you play the Warriors and then lose.
Well, LeBron
and
James.
And then complain, I don't have enough help.
LeBron James understands he maybe has three really good years
being
left.
The best left, yeah.
And to win as much as he can. So he wants Dan Gilbert to spend and spend and overspend. And once he retires, they want to go back under the payroll and be sorry. Do you think?
But who are you going to get? I mean, it's like not enough with this guy. It's never enough.
Never too much. Never too much.
MJ won with Steve Kerr. BJ Armstrong.
He won with Scottie Pippen, too.
And, no, hold on a second. Yeah, one. Name another all-star.
Tony Kukoc, Dennis Rodman.
Really, compared to what LeBron's got? Come on, Kevin Love? Kevin Love was one of the top five players before he left Minnesota. Now he's not.
He had Ron Harper. Yeah, tons of help.
We had a lot of role.
Okay, like I said, he didn't have all stars.
He just asked for one more playmaker. They can't go and get a guard.
He's complaining about Della Dova. Della Dova.
Della Dova. We love that grittiness. That guy to get under your skin. They don't have that right now.
Della Dova.
They don't have anybody that go.
What a dirty player.
Go
Timothy
play dirty.
Mozgov?
They don't have any goons.
Timothy
Mozgov was a goon. Mozgov getting their pay, he'll value.
Then go to the local Y in Cleveland, pick up one and put on your roster. You got one spot available.
How can he go holler at his guys from St. Vincent, St. Mary?
Yeah, go grab somebody. But God, man, don't make it public. This stuff should be behind closed doors.
This is LeBron James. You better take care of LeBron James because he'll dip on y'all.
What happened to the no trick Twitter during the season?
That was just the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man. All right, anyway, that's the end of segment 2. Everybody listening to BSS Carolinas, we'll be back in a couple more segments. You can catch us on Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio. You can catch us everywhere.
Stop, peace.
What's that about?